This is the Stinking Truth.
I want to circle back. Something else you said while you were talking about Micah Parsons as maybe being the best defensive player in the league right now. With the retirement of Aaron Donald and prior to that, T.J. Watt stepping away, who is the best defensive player in football right now?
That's a great question. And, you know, who's the most impactful player? Who's the most – I think we have this thought that, you know, pass rushers, the guy who gets the most sacks or the guy who gets the most interceptions is the biggest impact player or the best player. I think that if you lined up Micah Parsons on the edge full time, he'd lead the league in sacks. The fact that he's a versatile player, that he lines up middle linebacker, that he rushes the passer from there, that he rushes the passer on the edge, all the different things that he can do, his awareness, his understanding of football in general, I think that I would probably put Micah Parsons on the top of the list as best defensive player in football.
Well, I'm getting a call from Pittsburgh. They'd like to know about TJ.
Well, I'm sure.
About TJ Watt.
Yeah, TJ Watt is up there. You know, Nick Bosa is up there. Those guys are probably the highest paid.
About Josh Allen or just got paid?
Yeah, Josh Allen just got, I mean, which goes back to signing Micah Parsons. Josh Allen just got a five-year, $150 million deal with $88 million guaranteed. Well, could you have gotten Micah Parsons had you taken care of him a week ago or
now
2 weeks ago?
Now you're chasing that Josh Allen.
Now you got to jump over the top of that one. So you're costing yourself, you know, you're costing yourself more money. But all those guys are great players. The guy from the Chiefs, Chris Jones.
Chris Jones, yeah.
Freaking animal. Great player. But again, I would tell you that, like,
who is it?
I think it's Micah.
Micah Parsons.
Micah Parsons.
Okay.
I think he's the most versatile. I think he's the best player. I think he would, if he just lined him up full time on the edge, he'd lead the league in sacks. But he does everything from all over the place. I was doing a game between Dallas and the Giants. So the Giants line up in a reduced split. So their Z receiver at the time, it was Kenny Golladay. So he's lined up in a reduced split, and they motion the back outside of him, right? So it's him in a reduced split. Here's the back. And Micah Parsons goes out with the back, right? So it's man-to-man coverage, indicator, man-to-man coverage. So what they do is they motion the back in, and he's going to run – he's going to run just a quick shallow cross, right? So he's going to come in a little now route, and he's basically going to pick the corner, right? And now Kenny Golladay is going to run the rail down the sideline. And so Micah Parsons follows, and you can see Micah Parsons. He sees it coming, and he's shouting at the cornerback, like, hey, man, pick. Cornerback's like, dee, right? And so here comes the back, wham, hits him right in the ear hole. Kenny Golladay goes by. Micah Parsons doesn't hesitate, just drops his hips, opens him up, flies down the sideline with Kenny Golladay, who could run, and he's 6'4" receiver. Stride for stride, gets in phase, meaning his arm is pressed against Kenny Golladay, running with him. As soon as Kenny Galladay's hands go up, he turns and goes, bep. And it's one of the most remarkable plays because
he's making a Pro Bowl cornerback type play.
Yeah, and he's running with a wide receiver from the word go, and he sees it. And the corner doesn't see it, and so he switches responsibilities and goes down the sideline, and this is year one or two in the league. And so he does all these different things that he's asked to do, the versatility. I would venture to guess that if I had to rate the best player on defense in the National Football League right now, it would be Micah Parsons.
In the interest of full disclosure, we're a little bit burned here in Denver.
Yes.
When it comes to Russell Wilson. So keep that in mind. Our Russell Wilson commentary might be a little bit hysterical because emotional.
Right. And then, you know, then you say something and then the Rusties get on you.
Right.
And nobody likes a Rusty.
So
okay.
Talking to Outkick.com, Russ says this, quote, "For me to be able to go to back-to-back Super Bowls and win one of them, I think opened up a lot of doors. Now you see guys like Patrick Mahomes who won it, It's really just us so far, but there's more to come. Wilson goes on to say, what I'd love to see is guys getting drafted early and that a lot of teams these days have black quarterbacks playing for them. It's all across the league, and it's showing how the NFL is starting to evolve, change, and break down barriers. I think one of the biggest blessings of my career so far is that I've been fortunate to be able to open up doors for others because of what others did for me. Deconstruct that a little bit.
Yeah, I'd like you to deconstruct that. I mean, is he taking credit for what, like, what, for being short? Is he taking credit for back-to-back Super Bowls? Is he taking credit for, you know, opening up the doors to other black players?
Okay, like, let's take the first part.
Okay.
The Mahomes part. This is the cynic in me, the Russell Wilson cynic in me,
mm-hmm.
is he's just trying to find a way to latch on to Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
And make himself relevant in the context of Patrick Mahomes. Look at what we've done.
Right.
The only ones.
Yeah, we've. The first thing I would say is, do you have a turd in your pocket? You and your turd? Like, let's not jump onto the Patrick Mahomes bandwagon. That guy is as good as it gets. And, oh, by the way, the Super Bowls that you went to, you had a generational defense, the Legion of Boom, that became the model in the NFL at that time. You know, we're going back to 2013, I believe, when they won that Super Bowl. After that, every team in the league started trying to play that match cover three that Seattle and Pete Carroll put together. It became the standard defense in the NFL. Just like today, you know, over a decade later, now it's the Fangio, you know, shell cover four defense that's really taken hold of the league. At that point, everybody tried to copy the Seattle Seahawks defense. So you had a generational defense. You had a run game with Marshawn Lynch in beast mode, right? You didn't have a cape on. You didn't sling a team on your back and carry them to the promised land. You were along for the ride to a degree. So if we're just going to be honest about history, okay? Honest about the history of that. Let's be honest about the teams that you went to the Super Bowl with.
The other part that kind of bugs me, when he says it's all across the league and it's showing how the National Football League is starting to evolve, change, and break down barriers in regards to black quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
See, do I acknowledge that he is part of that growth? And is that commendable? Is that something to be congratulated and celebrated? Absolutely. I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea. I kind of chafe at the idea that it's starting to evolve and right. change, that he is somehow, I think he is overrating and overplaying his trailblazing role in all this. And what about Doug Williams? What about?
Yeah, well, I played with Doug Williams.
You played with Doug Williams.
Doug and I are dear friends. I played with Doug Williams.
What about Doug Williams? What about
Marlon Brisco?
Marlon Brisco.
Here in Denver. Doug Williams.
Randall Cunningham.
Warren Moon.
Donovan McNabb.
Warren Moon was. I mean, he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. He's one of the greatest that's ever played the
Correct.
Game.
Michael Vick. Cam Newton. You know, all these quarterbacks
right.
that they were.
Steve McNair. Did
Steve
you mention?
McNair.
Right.
I'd argue they are just as prominent, and that they started this movement.
They're a lot more prominent than Russell because the movement had started long before Russell.
Correct.
I mean, the movement started when Russell was in diapers.
So do I acknowledge that Russ is part of it? Absolutely. Don't mistake me. But there's, I think he's over exaggerating his trailblazing role in all of this, and he's kind of conveniently leaving a lot of people. I know he made mention of because of what others did for me, but I just, it's the whole bit about it starting to evolve and change, and thanks to me.
Unless he's talking about short quarterbacks, he's a trailblazer because guys like, you know, Kyler Murray and other short guys got opportunities. Here's the problem. If you've been in Seattle or you've been here in Denver for the last 2 years, you've listened to this robotic, you know, soundbite that never deals or doesn't feel like he ever deals in authenticity. And for me, one time, I'd like to hear, yeah, you know what? I really sucked. And I really need to get better. And, but you just, there's this, you know, I call it toxic positivity that surrounds him and his people. And I just know this about myself. Man, I got buddies, yourself included, but I got all my college buddies that if I get off the rails a little bit, will call me on my bullshit. I have a wife that will call me on my bullshit, right? Like, you need to put people in your circle that will hold you accountable. And I've told you, man, I've sat down with him in a meeting and asked him. I said, hey, man, you said you had to be better. I showed him the article. You said you had to be better. What do you have to do better? He goes, hey, you know what? When we're down in the red zone, we have to score. And I go, no. It's not what I asked you. I asked you what you have to do better. Well, you know, as an offense, what do you need to do? Couldn't answer the question.
Yeah.
Wouldn't answer the question. Won't admit, you know, and it that stuff drives me crazy because I think Russell, deep down inside, is a really good dude. But you have to, my opinion, and my experience in the NFL, man, especially as a quarterback, you have to deflect 100% of the accolades that come your way when you win. You've got to deflect and defer to your teammates. And then when you lose, you have to take 100% of the barbs that come your way. And if you don't do that, there's a lack of respect for you. And the lack of authenticity is killing him right now. Just killing him. And that is just, it just sounds, that sounds disingenuous and just.
Sounds self-promotional.
It does. And there's a lack of understanding the history of the league right there. And that's disappointing. That's all. Just disappointing.